People really, really suck. Welcome to episode number 3 of People Really Suck. It is your favorite host, Nicole. Hello. Hi. How was everybody's week? I hope you enjoyed my last episode. It was not easy to talk about, but I needed it to be voiced because gossipers are toxic. And what is she going to talk about today, you ask? Well, I'm actually going to talk about 3 topics in one. As a person who is raised in a fully European family that came from a country that went through World War II terribly, I was brought up to have traits that I don't like, which I have definitely removed from my life because I learned on my own that I learned on my own that these traits are not good and that I could be a better person without them. I was raised to be racist and homophobic and sexist. And not in the sense of like my parents are fucking terrible people and they just hate anybody that's not like them. No, absolutely not. That's like kind of a strong way of saying of how I was raised. I was raised to be a good kid, but I was raised to have those little ingrained thought processes of racist thought processes and homophobic and sexist. So being like Western European is, I love being who I am. I do. But in the olden days, they didn't get a lot of like different ethnicities to the country. They didn't see a lot of like the LGBTQ+ community, and women were definitely shamed a lot. And as, I mean, even in America, it was like that. The fact that right now we're all getting way more rights is finally, you know, it's good. I mean, except for the fact that women are losing them now. But it's better than it was. And I feel like that any other continent and country, the people are going through the same thing where they're just like, they were raised in that old mindset. And now, since the world is changing, we're able to be nicer to each other and respect each other and understand each other and love each other. That finally, like, we can, like, be normal, I would say. Because I feel like that's normal, is to be nice to each other. But, I'm going to drink some coffee. But I feel like being from where I'm from, it's a little more powerful. Those themes are more powerful because actually if you look at nowadays people that are from my country that live in the United States and are my age, like they were born in America, like they still hold that mentality, and that is a problem. So I'm not talking about my country being a problem. It really isn't. They're working on being better and they are better than they ever were, but a lot of the people still hold true to that mentality, and it's disgusting. So if we take a look at my grandparents, for example, they're still racist and they are still homophobic and they are still sexist. It's how they were brought up and how they live their life, and it's how they're going to die. And I don't believe in the whole old dogs can't learn new tricks, because if you want to change, you will. If you don't, you won't. It's simple as that. I feel like even if you're 18 years old and you don't want to change, you won't. You know, like, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's never too late to learn a lesson and change your behavior and be a better person. It really isn't. And I actually know certain people in my age range that act like, if not worse, than my grandparents. Like my grandmother, she's pretty more liberal. She's actually pretty accepting, and she's learned over time to be more accepting, especially that we have I have like cousins that are part of the LGBTQ+ community, and those are obviously her grandchildren. So she had to learn how to accept that. Basically, she had to be like, you know what, maybe I don't understand it, but I have to accept it. Those are my grandchildren. And that's enough, because you could definitely be that person that just like, I don't accept this, you're banished. And that still happens nowadays. And that's really fucked up. And let me tell you actually about the people that are in my age range that hold that mentality true to itself. And I feel like the more celebrities that act like that, the more like of us are going to act like that, because we are a terrible, like, humanity is actually terrible. We are followers. But like, if we look at Andrew Tate, terrible example for a human being, like extremely sexist. And that is just putting it loosely. Like, he should be in fucking prison for things that he does and he says that are against women. And there's a lot of the male population that do follow him. And we don't need more of that. We need less of that. We need to grow to be better. We are going backwards, essentially, when we should be going forwards. So, anyway, I'm talking about being, like, European and where that whole culture and traditions and blah, blah, blah is so ingrained. And not only that, you know, my country is, it's Catholic, like, the religion of my country is Catholic. So on top of all of that is Catholicism, and it like reigns true and harder onto change that we can't change anything because it'll upset God or Jesus. So I had a friend named Emmy. We love her. I'm not like mad at her or anything. She's just a good example to a lot of the topics that I have to bring up, because she's the exact opposite of who I am. And I'm not saying that I am a perfect example of a perfect human being, but I might be. No, I'm just saying that, like, she has faults just like anybody does. And she's a really good example of why I think people really suck. Like, I really just need to make an episode of just like, you know what? This is the last episode. People really suck. And you want to know why? Just look at Emmy. That's it. That's the reason. She encompasses a lot of those things that I've experienced as separate individuals in one person. And you know what? These people has shaped me to who I am today. It shaped how I trust, which is not very well. It's shaped like how I read people and who I think is good and bad, because that's how you grow and you learn how to live in the world with other people, is by experiencing those downfalls with others and your friends, especially, because sometimes you just can't trust your friends. You need to learn to trust them over time, because you need to know them fully in order to actually trust them. So anyway, my friend Emmy, she has a very old school mindset. And again, old school is not always bad. Old school can be good and helpful. That's why some of the things from old school still remain true and keep on going. But the things that were old school and do not exist anymore probably don't exist anymore for very good reason, because the new school rules are actually better. So she was raised on that old school mindset, just like I was. And she was raised from, her ancestry is from the same country as mine. So I know where she comes from, basically. And she was raised, you know, to be racist. And it's not like you're raised and told, like, hate other races. It's not told like that at all. It's more that it's, like, backhanded, you know? Like, backhanded compliments or just making fun of others. You know how in the 2000s, like, stand-up comedians thought it was funny to just make fun of how Asians talk? Or how, what the hell? Like, how Indians, like, talk as well. Well, they're Asians. And it didn't go well because it ended up, it was super racist. Yeah, that's what, like, my country does. Like, there's still stand-up comedians there that do that. And it still flies. Like, it doesn't get rejected. It still flies. And when I would hang out with Emmy, she would do that. And at first, like, I would laugh because I'm just like, it's what I was raised in, and a part of me still, like, is gonna laugh at that, which is not good, and I don't do that anymore. I definitely stopped because I was like, you know what, this is kind of racist. I don't wanna laugh at that. It's kind of fucked up. So I stopped, but, you know, at first I was just kind of like, you know what, we're just starting to be friends. Like, maybe she just let that one slip, and, you know, she was raised the same as me. Maybe she's still learning or whatever. And then after, like, maybe the third time she made a joke, and it was about some Chinese, like, customer that we had, I was kind of like, you know what, you don't have to pull off the accent. You know, you don't have to do that. And you don't have to squint your eyes. You don't. Because, you know, you say they're Chinese. I already can imagine what they look like. You don't have to pretend to be them. And I can imagine if you say that they still had an accent from their home country. Like, I can already assume, you know? But it didn't fly with me. And that was a problem to her. Because her response was, well, when I was younger, this was funny. And you know, it's so crazy how she said that, because she's younger than me. And only by 2 years. But it reminded me of, like, if I were to tell my dad, like, you know, that's kind of racist. And he's like, well, you know, we said that when we were younger. Nobody got offended. Like, the thing is about the whole nobody got offended is that somebody did get offended. They just didn't say it because they were afraid to be ridiculed for it. Because they'll just say, like, oh, it's just a joke. Like, you don't need to be offended by a joke. And that's what I like about nowadays, where the new school rule is better than the old school rule of, like, oh, it was just a joke. It's not a joke. Making fun of somebody's ethnicity and race and nationality and gender and orientation is not a joke. Because why would it be? I mean, how would you feel if somebody made fun of you? It's the same thing. It's called making fun of somebody. It's not called I'm making a joke. It's not funny. If it was funny, it would be in the joke book, but it's not. It's literally racist and you're making fun of somebody. It's, you know, like when you throw out the word racist, people get so triggered because they just see it as like the worst. Like the worst crime that they could do. Which it should be the worst crime that you could do, but I mean, murder is definitely worse. But you know what I'm saying? Like, people who get called out for being racist get so triggered because they're like, I'm not racist. I'm just funny, and you don't get it. You're just sensitive. I don't like that. Like, how am I sensitive? You're sensitive because you got so triggered by me saying that you're racist. If you weren't racist, you wouldn't be triggered. You'd just be like, haha, you're funny. You know that I'm not racist. Or, like, it wouldn't even be a conversation. It wouldn't come up. But if somebody, like, tells you, like, hey, that's kind of racist, like, maybe you should rethink what you said. And especially from, you know, coming from my nationality, and especially my nationality's older population, you tell them they're racist, they get so fucking triggered. Or the quite opposite will happen. They'll say this, and this is kind of fucked up. They'll say, everyone's a little racist. And, like, that is just a way to, like, excuse yourself from any blame. Because you're like, well, that person's probably racist too, so, you know, I'm not that bad. Like, no, if I have to call you out on it, that's pretty bad. And besides, like, the racist talk, this girl, Emmy, would also, like I said, like, she would get weird about talking about mental illness because, you know, she has mental illnesses herself and she gets triggered a lot, but she'll laugh at me for being triggered, or she'll laugh at other people for being triggered because she's like, wow, everybody just get triggered by anything. They're sensitive snowflakes. Like, why should I have to suffer and deal with the consequences of someone belittling me or treating me like shit, when I could just tell them, like, hey, that wasn't a nice thing to say. Just try to not say that around me. It's not that hard, you know? So then I don't feel bad, and I don't sit in my head all day and be anxious all day. You know, I could just feel better. How is that sensitive? Like, yes, you're sensitive to the topic, but at least you're talking about it and you're saying it. And a lot of times Emmy would tell me, like, you know, I'm throwing this topic at you so that you could learn to be stronger about it and not be sensitive about it anymore. It's like exposure therapy, which I get. I like that. But she was definitely not doing exposure therapy because she's not a therapist. But again, with the whole mental health issue around the world of, like, it being a reality, a lot of times, especially, like, the older generation of my nationality, it'll just be like, oh, this generation just being so sensitive, like, I would have to just cry I couldn't cry, basically. I would have to work and then die. And it's like, no, now you're able to cry. And I bet you feel better after you cry, right? You know, like sometimes working on your mental health makes you feel better so you don't hate your fucking life. And having other people help you through it by not triggering you works, because then you all just can live happily. Like I, you know, being raised in that kind of way, like I do agree, like exposure therapy, like get over it, get over it, get over it. Like that's just how I was raised. And that's why a part of me is so like victim blaming, because I'm just like, I'm doing my best to expose myself to things that trigger me and I'm trying to beat it. But at the same time, it's like, why do I have to be exposed to it when I could just avoid it and just be happy? You know, like I can just live my life and eventually I'll just be like, you know what? I've forgotten about that thing so long ago. I'm fine. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, that's just something you work on in therapy. It shouldn't be something that your dad throws at your face because he just wants to see you crumble. And on another note, the sexism. The sexism is strong in the older generation, especially like where I come from. So I've heard a lot of people like tell me, because I am a feminist and I'm very vocal about it, because I'm like, if Emma Watson is a feminist, so am I. No, I'm kidding. I'm just like, if Emma Watson feels so strongly about this and she's not afraid to talk about it, why should I be afraid to talk about it? Like, you know, maybe I'm not celebrity status Emma Watson, but I mean, being a celebrity and like basically exposing yourself like that is scary, because there's a lot of haters and she was ridiculed for it. So I'm just like, what's wrong with being a feminist? And if you talk to people like the slobs of the older generation, even my generation, they'll tell you, they'll be like, you know, a woman can't work. And if they do, they're terrible at it. Oh, a woman should just be in the kitchen. Like, that's not even like a stereotype. That's true. That is what they say. They're supposed to be raising kids. Like, why aren't they married already? Like, you're old when you're 27 and not married, you know, like, and people my age do talk like that. And it's so scary to me. I'm just like, okay, mini Andrew Tates, let's move on. Let's grow up. And like my friend Emmy, she, you know, she's very independent. And surprisingly, she hates feminists. She hates them. She thinks they're terrible. And it blows my mind, because I'm like, everything that she does is basically feminism. And yet she won't call herself a feminist because of like how she was brought up with her grandparents, where they basically say, yeah, make fun of a black person, make fun of an Asian, but also make fun of women. And also women are dumb. Like, it blows my mind how tradition is really set in stone in those kind of countries. And again, my country is still working on it. They are better than they were. And I do love my country. I love going back and checking it out and being there. And I support them. But, you know, my other country, America, is going through the same shit, where we're kind of going backward and being sexist and racist and homophobic and all that bullshit. So when I'm talking about, like, those Europeans and their tradition and their culture, it's tradition that, you know, the mom sits at home and cooks and takes care of the kids. It's the culture that the grandmother, like, makes this huge dinner for like Christmas and Easter and stuff. And it's tradition that the man goes to work and has absolutely zero emotion. And then it is a man and a woman in the house. It is not a man and a woman and woman or anything else. It is man and woman and nothing in between. And like I said, even my generation that is from there, like that is from there right now that live there, they're not. Okay, I need to stress that out. The people that are from the country and they live there right now, they are not racist or homophobic or sexist. Like I said, my country's still developing on that and they are way better. They are actually pretty accepting and liberal compared to the people that are from my generation that are here in the States. and they have ancestry in my home country. It's two different things. It's like black and white, like complete separate. Like I would compare myself to the people that are actually living in that country and not here. Like I get scared to tell people that I'm Polish sometimes because like people are just like, oh, so you're fucking racist and homophobic. Like I'm not, because people from from Poland that live there right now are not like that. Like there are some that are. I'm not saying that the whole country is perfect, but the majority are not. They're pretty accepting and liberal and understanding. But the ones here are not. How many times I've seen like Snapchats of like these guys that I used to club with. If you know, you know. It was on the last podcast. So homophobic. It's disgusting. And actually, Emmy, homophobic. Jesus. How did I find this lady? Like, she did say she doesn't care, like, about the LGBTQ plus community. She's like, love is love. You guys can love whoever you want. I don't give a fuck. If you're a she, he, they, whatever. If you're chick with a dick, it doesn't matter. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. Which is good. That is a good thing to say. You know, it's kind of backhanded, but it really, you know, it's still like you're accepting and you're happy that somebody's happy, right? But then we had a colleague at work that came out as non-binary, and they requested to be called by they them pronouns. And that's a problem, right? Of course it is. Why do I have to say they them? Why can't they just accept that I will call them him? You know, that is what she would say. That is not what I would say. I literally felt so triggered saying that. Oh my God. Intrusive thoughts everywhere. I am not homophobic. Okay. I need to calm down. But I told Emmy, I was like, well, they don't feel like they belong in a gender, so they are they them. Like, it's not that hard to call them that. Or just call them by their name. And their name's Tony. Not real name, but I was like, if it's hard for you to say they, them, just say Tony. Just say Tony's over there. Tony likes to be alone. Like, just say Tony. Just say their name. And she was just like, well, that's hard too. I'm like, you know what's harder? Having people not respect you. Having people not try to understand you. Having people not accept you. Because, yeah, maybe it's hard to change your pronoun when you say the phrase. But it's not hard for them to have to deal with you disrespecting them. Like, that hurts more. Like, it took me a while to actually have to learn how to say they, them as a regular, like, everyday pronoun. Because we do say it every day. We do. Because if we don't know someone's gender, we do say they, them. But when I knew Tony, Tony went by a different name and referred to he, him pronouns. So I had to change it in my head too, the dialogue, you know? It's a little bit hard, but it's not like fucking rocket science. It didn't take me 5 years of college to do it, you know? Or university. It took me a few days. Instead of saying like, hey, he's over there, I was just like, oh, they're over there. Tony's there, you know? It took a little bit to like transition that, but it wasn't as hard as it was for Tony to hear the disrespect. And basically what Emmy said was like, why do I have to call him they them? It's hard for me to do that. Like, he should just respect me and let me call him he him, because it's easier for me. Like, they them doesn't make sense. It's just one person. It's not two people. He's not plural. He's one. And I'm like, I understand your logic, Emmy. I do, but it's wrong. Of course, Tony isn't plural, but Tony doesn't feel that that they belong to a gender. Tony's not a he or a her. Tony's a they, because they don't belong in a gender. It's not that hard. You may not understand, but at least respect it. And she was like, no, he'll just respect me and understand. He won't get mad at me. Trust me. He understands that I I don't care. He can be a they, them. He could have no gender, but I'm not going to take my time to say they, them. That's stupid. And that comes from her logic of, I was raised by my grandparents. I'm an old generation. I was born in the wrong generation. I do not relate to my generation at all. They're all fucking sensitive, snowflake, stupid idiots. Well, I know how to stuff my emotions down my throat and not listen to these weird gays and the racist bullshit that you say that I have. Like, that's not true. And it blew my mind. And I was like, oh my God. The fact that I didn't stop being friends with her at that point, stupid of me, very. So, these Europeans, I love them, but they need to get rid of tradition and culture. Like, we can keep our good culture and we can keep our good tradition, but the whole traditional mindset of man, woman in the house having kids needs to go away. Some women don't want to have kids. Some men don't want to have kids. More men than women, but whatever. Some women love women and some men love men. And you know what? There's some they thems out there. They don't even know what they, if they want kids or if they don't, you know, or if they want to get married either. So you can't put that kind of pressure on people with culture and tradition. And in those kind of countries, it's harder for like people in the LGBTQ plus community to come out, because I'm gonna be honest with you, there is not a lot of gay action on Polish television. And when I first saw gay action on Polish television, I nearly shit myself. I was like, that is iconic. And that I will watch every day because that was hot. But seriously, like, it was beautiful. The way that the movie was made, it was amazing. And it saddens and breaks my heart that kids in my generation or younger that are brought up in like these European standards are raised to still have that ingrown racism and homophobia and sexism and xenophobia, like any phobia that you got out there, they have it. And it's so sad because we're trying to be more accepting community nowadays. We're trying to be better than we were, especially with also accepting mental health as an actual health issue. And yet, people are still being raised that way because that's just how they were raised and they don't know how to change it and they don't want to, which breaks my heart. I mean, to me, what is the point of being a hater? Like, it's basically a hater, is it not? Especially when, like with Emmy, where she just like, it's dumb to call yourself a feminist. Like, that means you hate men. That means you're gay, right? And I was like, what? Just because I'm a feminist, I have to only like women? That I have to be a lesbian? And she was like, well, yeah, you hate men, right? And I was like, I may hate men, but I unfortunately have the sad part of me that I do still see them romantically. Sorry, that sucks for you and your definition of feminism. And that was pretty sexist of her to say, was it not? Because it's like, to only be a feminist, you have to be a lesbian. Because why would a woman love to be a woman? Why would a woman hate men if she's not gay? It's like, I can hate the majority of men because they treat women like shit. But that doesn't have the definition of my orientation at all by any means. And I was like, you know, just to let you know, I'm not straight, but I'm definitely not a lesbian. Like, that's not who I am. But that doesn't make it any different. If I was fully straight, I would still be a feminist because I love being a woman and I believe that women deserve more rights than they have. And her argument was, well, I mean, when my grandma was younger, she was fine. When I was younger, I was fine. Look at all these, you know, people in different countries. They're fine. Like, it's only in America where they care about this stuff. And I'm like, it really isn't. Like, Poland went through a huge riot about sexism. They were fighting the abortion law. Like, they want women to have more rights. What do you mean? Like, sure, the older generation over there doesn't give a fuck, but like, the younger generation is fighting for women, for the LGBTQ plus community, for other races and nationalities to feel accepted in that country. And you're over here in the land of the free and you're going to downplay their acts. You're going to say that, oh, all Polacks think the same way as I do. Like, they do not. The reason why you think the way that you do is because you were raised to think that way and you never thought that anything was wrong with it. Even though you're raised in a country that has all these different types of people and you could have 100% learned to respect the other people, but you didn't. You didn't want to. And that is sad. And when it comes to like these guys that I used to hang out with for clubbing, like they were all Slavs, every single one of them. And they saw women as meat. It was so degrading. Like, in order to go with them free to the club, you definitely had to get dressed up and you definitely had to suck their dick. And I don't mean literally, definitely figuratively, because I did not do either, but I did a little bit, you know, like I was like, yeah, you look really great, blah, blah, blah. Look at me, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was very sad. It was a sad time for Nicole. But, like, that's how they saw those women. They were just, like, picking them off like little flies. And they weren't people. They were just objects to take with you to the club. They're just like, hey, I'm a hot shot. Look at all these hot girls that are with me. And this one guy, we're going to call him Zbigniew. So Zbigniew, he never got in a serious relationship. I think he only had one serious relationship in his life, and he's older than me. And he's clubbing to this day. And he would invite all these girls and tell them that they have free entry as long as they go with him. So the girls are like, yeah, I'll go with you to the club. That's not a big deal. Because the nice thing is that he wouldn't, like, rape them or anything. See, you know, that's the bottom line, you know. That's the minimum. Don't rape me. We're good. So sad. But no, for real, like, they were eye candy. And he was like, I can get you into the club as long as you sit at my table and you hang out with me and we talk a little bit and we take shots together. It's still an objectification of especially the older generation, where if you look at like older movies, like women were definitely objectified. They were used as pretty objects. Like, oh, look at this Casino Night movie. We're going to have girls right here to distract the other players so that I can win the game. And sure, that's pretty genius, but you know, give the girl some money because she did her job. That was a job that she did. And so anyway, going back to these guys, like that's how they saw us women that would go with them to the clubs, is they look good, they make me look good, and maybe I'll be able to sleep with them. That was the end goal to the whole thing. Like, how many times Zbigniew would say, like, I'm gonna sleep with this bitch, I'm gonna sleep with that bitch, I'm gonna try to hook up with this bitch. And I'm just like, the confidence you have doesn't belong to the face that you own. But that's besides me. And all of his friends were the same way. And, you know, that was one of the reasons I left that group. But it's definitely the whole, like, slob thinking of hardworking man and woman in house, following Jesus, popping babies, and live until you die, and mental health doesn't exist. And I'm very happy that nowadays it's being more brought up that this stuff does exist, and countries outside of America are fighting for their rights of those, like, issues and working on it. Like, even in Poland, like, they are focusing a lot on mental health right now, and it's a little bit backwards than right now in America, where it's definitely more widespread. But they're still working on it, you know? Like, they're discovering diagnoses and they're trying to treat people. And so when I hear people of my age or older that come from, like, the same home country or continent or whatever, and they, like, act like that, I'm like, listen, like, people back home are trying to fight that mentality. And you're over here in a country where you can be yourself and you're saying that it's stupid to fight that mentality because you think it's right, because it worked in the older generations. Like, no, it didn't work in the older generations. That's why it's changing, because it didn't work. Because now people are finally feeling that they could finally say something and have a voice for themselves. They could finally say, hey, this is wrong. I want to be myself. I want to be able to not feel objectified, not feel discriminated, and not feel like I am the odd one out. I want to feel like I belong, and I finally can. I can finally tell you that you're an asshole. And that is all. I would say that, like, I don't want to send a message to these people that still sit in that mentality, no matter how old you are or how young you are. If you're hating on somebody just because they look different than you, that's fucked up. It just is. Like, I know where you're coming from, like, because I was raised that way too. Like, I would watch stand-up comedy, like, in Polish, and they would just, like, make fun of other races, and I would laugh at it. And then as I grew up, I'm like, why am I laughing at that? That's super fucked up. Or, like, making fun of women. I'm just like, I feel offended. I'm a woman, and I can do anything. Hermione Granger did not raise a little sorry bitch. Like, if I can get out of that mentality, so can you. And it's not hard. It takes time. Because it is ingrown. And sometimes I will slip. Because sometimes it just out of nowhere, somebody's going to say something and I'm like, oh my God, wait, I don't agree with that. Never mind. That's wrong. But it's a learning process. And it's worth it, because why should we be mean to each other? Why should we suck when we don't have to? We're all the same. As my anthropology teacher said, he's like, race isn't real. Race is something that humans came up with. Because our skin color is not a real thing. Like, all of our skin is the same. The only thing is that one has more pigment than the other. And other than that, we're built exactly the same. I mean, actually, even with that, we're built exactly the same. The only thing that makes us different is how we perceive each other in our minds and in our cultures and in our traditions. So, just in case you didn't know, race isn't real. It is made up. If you look at different countries, race is seen differently than ours. Like in America, race is black, white, Mexican, Asian. And I think that's it. I don't know. It's not real anyway. But like, if you go to England, I'm going to surprise you. Polish people are seen the same as black people are seen here. I know that's a lot to hear, because it's just like, they're both fucking white. They are. But race is a concept. It's not a real thing. We see it as different colors in America, but in England, it's seen as different cultures. I mean, my aunt lives in England, and she's definitely been discriminated so many times for speaking Polish. It was literally insane. Now, one time I was on the phone with her, and she was talking to me in Polish, and I heard a British person, like, on the other end be like, hey, can you speak fucking English? It still happens in America. I'm not saying it doesn't. It 100% does. Like, I have heard so many times, like, some Mexican family talking to each other in Spanish, and some guy's like, this is America, speak English. And I'm just like, are you fucked up? America doesn't have a language, first of all. Second of all, are you fucked up? But anyway, race is a social construct. Like, you go to other countries, it's seen differently. And I mean, I feel like in Europe, it's seen that way, because a lot of times, especially in the past, not a lot of, like, different races in our idea didn't travel or venture into Poland or France or Lithuania. So they mostly only saw white people. So they still had to form a way of distinguishing between one another. And that was a way. That's why race is social. It's not real. But I'm going to end this podcast with saying, like, I'm really grateful for how, like, my home country is working on themselves and they're fighting for rights. But I am upset that people that have moved and emigrated here to America have kept that mindset, that old traditional mindset, and they keep going with it because they think it's okay. It's not. If your home country is fighting to delete that mindset, maybe you should check yourself. okay? Especially that you live in a country that doesn't have that mindset. It has it a little bit, and it's kind of skyrocketing. Maybe you should try to stop letting it skyrocket, because if other countries are trying to get rid of it, maybe there's a reason why. And I feel like you can try to keep America more positive and actually accepting, so that we could just have more accepting areas to be in. But if you think that it's okay to have that kind of mindset because your home country did that, take a look at that home country and see if they're still doing that. Because I doubt that they are. And if there are some people that are doing it, fine. But most of it are not. And I will say it loud and proud, I don't think my country is trying to keep that mindset. They're not. And I'm proud of them. I'm extremely proud of them. I have cousins out there that are fighting for rights and stuff. Like, they're doing their fucking thing. So it's not okay. And like I said, I was raised the same way. And I learned that it's not okay to be that way. And I'm thankful that I'm not. I'm teaching my mom every day, my brother actually knows, he's already a good guy, but like, anybody that I can find that is raised the same way as I was, I'm just like, hey, I know what you're going through. You don't have to be a hater. You can be nice. You can be more understanding, and don't be afraid to love one another. I couldn't help Emmy. She's still a little prick, but maybe someday somebody's going to hit her in the face and tell her that it's not okay to be mean. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Next episode, again, I don't know what it's going to be about. We're going to find out together. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, as I said, you can find me on Instagram, or you could link a voice memo into this app, this podcast, and I can play it and talk about it. And I hope that this podcast doesn't make you hate people. I hope it inspires you to help people make a difference, because that's what I want to do with this. I want to explain how terrible people can be. And maybe those people will hear it and be like, whoa, I never saw it that way. That's wishful thinking. That's the hope that I have. But maybe it will help them think differently and be like, you know what? I could actually be better? Like, I could work on that. If she was like that and now she's not, maybe I can be better. And that's what I want to inspire, that, you know, people really do fucking suck, but they can be better. Because we can all learn to grow. We can all learn to be a better person. And it just takes will and power. Willpower. So I'll see you on the next one. Have a good rest of your week.